5on5500@rte.ie. We've added another medal to our recent haul of European medals. At the weekend, Diane Bean from Waterford was crowned European Duathlon Champion in Portugal, where she competed in the 55 to 59 age category. And she joins us on the line now from Waterford. Hello, Diane, and congratulations.
Well, Ray, how are you? Thanks
good,
a million.
Good. Now, a lot of people at home won't know what a duathlon is. They've heard of a triathlon, but not a duathlon. Explain it.
So a duathlon is where you run, cycle and run. There's different distances. You can do a sprint standard, which the Olympic is the standard. So that's the distance that I did, which is a 10-kilometre run, 40-kilometre cycle and 5-kilometre run.
How long did that take you?
2 hours, 23 minutes.
Right. Is this the first time you've done that distance?
It is at an international level. I've done one other one only, and that was a few years ago, I think 2022 actually,
right.
In Waterford. But other than that, to be honest, I normally do the sprint distance. But I said I wanted a bit more torture maybe this year the Olympic distance and see how I got on.
And
I had one in 2022, but I wanted to see could I mix it up a small bit and see could I win at a different distance.
And you did. Congratulations. Gold medal.
I did.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Yeah. Go on.
Is it a chunky medal?
It is not that chunky now.
No.
I wish it was chunkier. I wish it was made a real goal too. No, it's nice. It's nice. It's very nice. Yeah.
Now we've met before. I knew when I heard a Waterford woman and competing at this level that it was probably you. So you were on the TV program what 6.5 years ago or so. Tell us what happened then. Just remind us.
My daughter, you were doing Christmas crackers,
yes.
And my daughter had wrote you a letter about me and to tell you, I think, what a good mum I was. So, you brought me up. I wasn't aware that I was going up to get a prize, but you brought me up and I was sitting in the audience thinking she had just got tickets to the show, actually.
Yeah.
And then you came over and sat in beside me. I think I was a bit shocked on the night. Now, I didn't say too much because I'd normally babble on a small bit, but I think I was very quiet that night.
You were particularly quiet, yeah, but that's understandable because we had, there was a couple of lies told, white lies. To get you there.
There was, absolutely. Yeah, as I said, she told me she won tickets on the radio or something. She'd applied for them.
Yeah.
But there you go.
So you've Sabrina and Jack, and they're very proud of you and you're very proud of them. What ages are they now?
Sabrina is 27 and she's a primary school teacher. So she's been teaching in Rossbirken in St. Canice's School. It's primary school for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And my son is 25 next month and he just qualified as an electrician there in April. So he's after, he left last week. I brought him up to the airport. He's gone to Australia.
How was that for you?
It was tough, but you know what? He had a tough last year. He was involved in a road traffic accident,
nice.
And he went through a very difficult time there for 6 months, and he perforated his bowel, and
ooh.
He ended up having a right hemicolectomy and a small bowel resection, and he's snapped a ligament in his spine. So it's the youth of healing, but he made a remarkable recovery, and he kind of lost a bit of his training during that time, but he managed to complete his training and qualified in April. So, do you know, I'm delighted for him.
Qualified
all his
what?
Friends had left.
Qualified for
electrician.
What? Oh, electrician, right. Okay.
So
he fell behind with the injury. And is he fully recovered, Dan?
Yeah, he is. He has to mind himself. He's not allowed to do contact sport anymore,
right. Okay.
Just because of the injury in the back. But he was on a rehab program there for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And he gets physio regular. But yeah, he more or less is. He's doing brilliant.
The reason that Sabrina had written the letter to us back in the day was because, you know, you lost your husband, Kevin, their dad, tragically, when they were very young.
Yeah, they were 5 and 2.
Right. And what age were you? You were in your early 30s then, were you?
God, you're giving me age away now, Ray.
Well, I've said you were in the 55 to 59 category. I think that was a giveaway, in fairness.
Yeah, no, I was 32, yeah. Look, there were tough times, but I kind of found sport around that time.
Yeah.
So it kind of gave me a lifeline and I didn't really realise that I had a little talent. And I know at the end of that year, I was doing some cross-country running with a local club and I won an intermediate senior and cross-country. And
right.
Then I said, God, it mustn't be too bad. So it kind of took off from there. The early years were tough, but after that, it just became part of my life and something that I loved.
Yeah, so was it initially sort of, I suppose there's an energy around grief as well, isn't there, that you need to channel in some way?
Was oh, absolutely, yeah. Sure. Definitely, you know, it was something I suppose we all have a go-to when times are hard, and I was lucky to find that. I found it unexpectedly, and I suppose I was lucky to find it, and that I know that that was my go-to when things are hard, and when they still are hard, I suppose, you know. But I'm lucky that it's something I fell into, that there is a competitive edge to it as well. So if you want to go down that road, you can take that road. Yeah. But, you know, I generally, regardless whether I'm focusing on an event or nothing, I always exercise and I'm active every day anyway.
Mm-hmm. And, but it's in the genes. Because I remember, is there an Olympian in the family tree?
There was a man called Percy Kerwin. He was born in I think in 1880. Right. He actually died in 1969, the year I was born. Uh-huh. Now, not that he passed anything on to me, but well, I must have had something from the genes anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was an all rounder, really. I think he did a lot of sports, but he was mainly known for being a long jumper and a track athlete. And he would have competed back in the day in the Olympics, and he would be a second cousin of my mother's grandfather. Uh-huh.
Right.
So, but that was back a long way. So there is something definitely coming down through the lines, yeah.
And your siblings, are they sporty as well?
My brother, oldest brother, he does mountain running for Ireland. So he would have won medal in, last year. And there is my younger, I'm the youngest, but some of the others, they would have national medals over the years. I wasn't doing sport when I was that young, but my other family members were.
And part of the letter from Sabrina at the time was that you gave up the cigarettes. So were you a big smoker?
Well, my mom is listening now, but I was probably smoking from when I was about 16 behind the wall before I got the bus to school.
Yeah.
But I say I was smoking 20 to 40 cigarettes a day. I say I did that from maybe the age of 16, 18 up to I get them up when I was 32.
Yeah.
So all nurses smoked in those days. We used to be hanging out the windows having a cigarette, you know.
It's an odd thing, isn't it? You'd think they'd know better.
Mad, yeah. We even had a smoking room in Vincent's Hospital. We called it Smoky Joe's.
Right.
And we used to go down on our breaks and you'd have as many fags as you could before you went back up to the ward. Right.
Different times.
Sure, helped us deal with the nuns, you know.
Yeah, and you're still nursing, but you're not, because I think you were in the emergency department when we spoke the last time down in University Hospital Waterford. Yeah,
I was. I still dabble a little bit there. I'm an agency nurse, so there's a bit of an embargo on at the moment, and they're trying to hoosh out the agency nurses. But anyway, I work where I want when I want.
Yeah.
So I kind of move around a little bit between Dungarvan and Clonmel and Kilkenny.
Right.
And in Waterford.
I believe there's a world championship on the horizon, is there?
There is. The world championships are on in Australia, actually, at the end of August, start of September.
And Jack is over there. That's nice.
Jack's
coincidence.
Over there. He is. Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
But oh God, I have no intention of going on my own. I had no intention of going, to be honest. Now I did say if I won the Europeans that I thought I'd love to go. It's very, very expensive, really. You know, we're self funded ourselves, so we don't get any support from anybody.
But if you got a local sponsor there and you had it, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to get a sponsor?
Oh, 100%. Most people do actually go on. There was a small group of us from Team Ireland went, and actually the guys, one of the lads from Carlow now, was sponsored by the local credit union. I never looked actually for sponsorship.
Yeah.
I never kind of put myself out there now to get any, to be honest. I know all the athletes abroad now seem to get sponsored their bikes and get sponsored their travels and their accommodation and everything as an automatic thing. I think from the companies, apparently some of the companies have to give a percentage of their money for sponsorship, but I've never looked for it. I've never kind of put myself out there for it, but I wouldn't be able to go to Australia on my own back.
Yes.
Now, if someone wanted to take me out there, brilliant, happy days. I'd gladly go and represent them, but, you know.
I would think, Diane Bean, that you're very sponsorable.
Oh,
that's
thanks,
a word. I don't know if that's even a word. You know, but you know, your backstory and you know, the fact that you've now a European champion. There's a lot going on there. If I was in a position to sponsor you, I would, but I'm not. But I'm sure there must be somebody down in Waterford there who'd. So the Carloman got the local credit union to do it. Is that it?
He did, yeah. Oh, yeah, lovely. He's super athlete. He was very hard done by out. And everyone who goes to these championships, Ray, are going for a medal, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think there's very few people going, very likely. There's 4,000 athletes out there. We had about 12 Irish athletes completed over the weekend, and they all did brilliantly.
Right.
Some medalled and some didn't, but the margins between not medalling and medalling is very small.
Yeah.
I said no one is travelling out to these with the intention of coming forth. I think they all want to try and get on the podium,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, look, so. I know you're not going to do it, so I'll do it for you. You've sort of half done it there. I'm going to go. If there's anybody out there who'd like to sponsor Diane Bean in the World Duathlon Championship in Australia in August, well, you know where to find her. Or you can get in contact with us, ray@rte.ie, and we'll put you in touch with Diane. Now, there you go.
Awesome, Ray. Well done.
Yeah, yes, and she's very sponsorable. Very sponsorable. There's our word for today. She's very sponsorable.
I'll even wear their logo.
Well, I think you'd have to. That's part of the deal.
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
Yeah. So all's good. All's good in the world. And listen, thanks for taking the call, and well done again. And we'll talk to you after the Worlds. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, brilliant, Ray. Yeah. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Dan. Bye now. Bye.
Bye. I'll take care.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.